The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen, throw a hook at your police, everyone. Now, Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Tim, you understand how this here game is played?
I believe so.
All right, well, here is a rundown. Today, we're going to offer you one of three categories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess. Spill.
Let's go with the second option.
Second option is seriously.
You want a speakerphone or something?
Tim,
Bluetooth
or
Bluetooth, Tim?
Speakerphone.
Yeah, take that off.
Survey says.
Then take it off.
Don't speakerphone.
Echo.
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 Echo. Tim, can you take it off speakerphone?
Duran.
Tim, are you there?
There we
okay.
go. Okay. Tim, are you there? Hello, Tim. This has proven to be much more difficult than it needs to be. Tim, are you there?
Yeah.
All right.
There he is.
Wow. Tim, here is your story. In the category of seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to extreme violence. Cell phone video captured a Florida McDonald's employee defending herself against a customer who attacked her in a dispute over something stupid. Now, the incident took place in the evening after a verbal argument. And video shows the customer, identified as Daniel Taylor, yelling at the employee, one Yasmin James, before reaching over the counter and grabbing her by the shirt and pulling her towards him. The employee then grabs Taylor's shirt collar and starts hitting him. Now, two other employees then intervene, with one pulling the suspect away from the counter. Following the altercation, Taylor can be heard saying that he wants James fired, with James shouting back that he would be going to jail. Now, Taylor is also heard claiming that he was just trying to ask her a question. While the suspect continued to yell at the McDonald's employee and was asked to leave by the manager. But on his way out, the suspect then kicked another employee standing near the exit door. That would be one Tatiana Bell, kicked her in the stomach.
What did she have to do with anything?
Nothing. He's just mad and stupid. Well, another customer who took a video of the incident said that the incident began after the suspect went to the counter bar and could not find something, which led to the altercation. So police said that after starting their investigation, they were able to find and take Taylor into custody when officers responded to a report of an unarmed robbery, and they recognized him from the video. He faces two charges of simple battery. The question is, what led to this entire confrontation? What was he looking for that he could not find at the condiment bar? Was it mustard? Was it tartar sauce? Was it straws? Or was it napkins? So mustard, tartar sauce, straws, or napkins. He wanted one of those things, could not find them, and ended up getting himself arrested. Because it's that important.
Do you specifically have a mustard? Is it like honey mustard? Hot mustard?
I do not know.
Okay.
It could have been any one of those. That
McDonald's does not have regular yellow mustard that much, either. You ever seen a packet?
Just on their burger.
I think they just put it on the burger, right.
But so. They're just a regular hamburger or cheeseburger.
Correct.
Or, you know. I'm going to go mustard because of that. Like, you don't have mustard? Tartar sauce they should have. You just have to ask for it. Cause, see, there's the thing. They have it. It's in the back for the fish sandwich. You know, I think this guy wanted tartar sauce for his fries.
It's just as simple as a straw, dude.
A straw?
You want a straw?
Well, if I get takeout or fast food and there's no straw, I don't know why. I get upset.
Okay. Well, okay.
All right, Tim, what are you thinking?
I think I'm going to go with the tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce. Mm. All right, join me. Okay, what did this guy get mad about after asking a question? Was it about mustard, tartar sauce, straws, or napkins? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Seriously, as category on profile this, Florida McDonald's, things got a little weird. A guy went over the counter trying to argue with the woman behind it. I guess it was all about a condiment.
Correct. Well,
either couldn't find or whatever the deal was. So the question is, what is the condiment that had that got everybody all fired up here? Mustard, tartar sauce, could it be straws or napkins?
And that is the very question we posed to Tim. It was either since hung up or got disconnected, being that he had phone issues. We don't know. But Tim, he went along with Miles Montgomery. You went with the old tartar sauce.
No, it's not tartar.
Not tartar. Ted, you went with straw, saying when you get a drink and don't have a straw, it makes you angry.
Yes.
You're not alone.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And over the counter.
Like, Miles is one of those people that takes the top off his soda for fast food and drinks it. If I have to do that, I'm pissed. it just drives me up a wall. At a restaurant, I don't give it two thoughts. I don't need a straw. I'm a grown up. But fast food, if it has a top, I need a straw, or it's got to be a coffee thing where there's a place for me to sip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A sip and hole, man. Yeah,
a sip and hole.
Sip and hole. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
Hang on. I totally got this.
Yeah.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right. If you watch a lot of sports like I do, and I think, Miles, you'll back me up on this. Being a play-by-play guy or a color commentator for sports, they do it for every sport. I think baseball, because of the amount of dead time, you know what I mean? It's a slower game. Great job by baseball. They've sped it up. But there's a lot more time to have conversations and everything than there is other ones. Like the guys that used to do the Braves games, right? You know, you had WGN.
Right, then you had
TBS, which was the other superstation. But those guys were good to the point of like you wouldn't mind watching Braves game because they were kind of entertaining. So John Kruk, famous Philadelphia Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Miles would know him. He's from West Virginia. And the guy's kind of a legend for just being like a nice...
Honest
and a cool guy.
Likes beer,
Correct. I believe only has one testicle.
He lost a testicle from a line drive.
Yeah. I met a guy yesterday who lost a testicle playing baseball, and I said, so did John Kruk. I don't know if it made him feel any better.
I wonder if it was like a club, you know what I mean? A club of dudes play baseball and lost a testicle.
And like, I told him the whole story. Like, you remember Mitch Williams? And after a while, I'm like, there's only three of us in here. I don't need to tell him. Mm-hmm. He's already down one. So, anyhow, John Kruk was calling a game and asked a very deep question.
The person who invented the clock.
Yeah, which one, the digital or the hand?
The first clock ever.
Okay.
How did that person know what time it was?
There is that sundial they might have used.
Is that accurate, though?
Oh, I guess it's as accurate as it can be. So when you were contemplating the clock thing, did you come up with any answers yourself?
No, I thought I'd ask you.
I would think sundial.
I don't know.
Right? Well, technically, you know, you can start the day at any time.
Yeah. You could, right?
You can start it at noon.
I'm just so used to looking at a watch or how clocks look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty good in the afternoon, depending on the time of year. I can look at the sun and go, all right, it's got to be about this time.
Yeah, you know roughly what time, sure.
But yeah, I don't know. I heard that this morning. I was like, oh, Jesus, John, you got me stumped. I don't know. Or did he just inadvertently go, all right. Day starts now. Seems like we're in the middle of the night.
It's there, fellas, yeah.
Right? And then with daylight savings and everything else, it seems like midnight does kind of work out as the middle of the night for most people, no matter how early or late you get up. Like, I was up way too late last night, so I took a late nap. But, you know, when it's like midnight and I'm starting a new show, I'm like, this is late.
Yeah, midnight's kind of I'll take myself to 2 in the morning if I'm really into it.
Correct.
I have gone as far as 3:30, and finally my wife's like, you need to go to bed. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, that's got to be one of those good series.
Yeah.
Speaking of series, I had watched Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, by the time I got to season 5, I kind of fell off or whatever.
Sure.
But the other night, I was spending the night at somebody else's house. So I'm just clicking, or everybody's asleep. So I'm clicking around their TV, and it's like, oh, I got Yellowstone. Now, I didn't bother to look what episode it was. So it was the last episode ever.
Okay. All right.
Right? Let's so I just Googled end. It. I guess, spoiler alert, I didn't realize people had died. There was a funeral. It was very emotional.
All right.
Like, I almost shed a tear, but I was like, I did like this show. Like I said, though, it had gotten ridiculous, and the way it even ends is even more crazy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, the only thing you really feel bad, Dave, what were you saying?
I was about to say, is it one of those Shakespearean tragedies where just everything blows up at the end?
Yeah, I mean, it works out for a couple people. There's just...
The two you didn't expect.
Yeah, and just like, you know, like Breaking Bad kind of was getting a little ridiculous, but they did a good job of like wrapping it up.
Yep.
It's just like, there's just no way people can get away with this stuff. You know what I mean? You're like, this is or kind of like Miles and I talk about with Weeds. The first, what, three seasons of Weeds? Awesome. Great show. And then basically, whenever she got in trouble, she would just sleep with whatever gangsters helping her out.
Okay.
So, yeah. But it was, I will say, I will still, you know, if you've never watched it, Yellowstone's a good show to watch. And it's one of those ones, especially if you start the first couple of years, if you really get into it, you'll kind of plow through it and check it out.
All right.
I think this is probably a good call out of the BBC. Basically, they were supposed to have this documentary they had been working on. They just didn't air it, kind of out of respect to the family.
Okay.
Right? They had been working on it for a while. So people tuned in last night to look at it, but they said, well, respect to the family wishes to wait a bit longer before airing this very special film. And look, honestly, it's going to be about the whole family, but... you know, you can't cover somebody like Ozzy Osbourne and not have some of the downsides to it, right? I mean, the guy was a rock star. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be stuff in there. So it's like, yeah, I mean, what's it been, a month since he passed?
Has it been that long?
Right.
Yeah, probably around a month, yeah.
Probably not the wrong idea to be like, you know what, let's just table this a little bit longer, especially if the family, you know what I mean? And
It takes a long time to get over a passing of somebody you're close to.
Yeah, and the whole world keeps reminding you.
A month is still fresh. That wound's still fresh.
Right, and Thurl brings up a great point. Like, as far as family goes, especially because of the success of the Osbournes, and then Kelly's been on a bunch of stuff. Jack had separate shows and everything. Like, yeah. There's very few families, I think, that we know that well. But there's four of them, and you know each one individually. For whatever reason,
absolutely.
Outside of just being either married or a child of Ozzy Osbourne. And you're right. I used to say this about breakups all the time. Like, if you're a super famous person, I can't imagine going online or tabloids. Like, you just go to the grocery store and there's a picture of you and your ex. And it's like, Ted was the worst.
Right. Exactly.
She confesses. It's like, God, I just wanted some watermelon.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, right. Like, there is... obviously super downsides. And I think we're looking at that a little bit right now with Justin Bieber a little bit, right? He was so famous as a kid. It's like, ah, you think the guy's got some struggles? Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does.
Britney Spears.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. But I feel bad. I did it again last night. It's only been a half an hour since she had posted this dancing video. And I go, every time I like her dancing videos, I go, I don't know if I'm helping or hurting this poor woman. But I'm just like... And every time I'm surprised. Ooh, she's still hot.
Welcome back.
This is kind of an interesting list. It's about like biggest pop culture stars 40 years ago.
40 years ago.
So 85.
Probably like Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Not those guys,
any
but
of them.
Like.
Brett Peck, Michael Jackson. I'm just trying to think.
So like Michael Jordan.
Michael,
right? They just finished his rookie season. Everybody, he was well on his way to becoming one of the best-known athletes in the world.
Yes.
And this is coming off, right? I think he hit the game winner in North Carolina the year before to win a national title. You'll remind it how old it was because there's no three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so he's already getting there. Pete Rose, he broke Ty Cobb's record of hits. This is pre-gambling and everything.
I
remember... The only reason I really remember is my dad was like, you got to come downstairs. It was like on national TV.
Yeah.
And you had to watch this game. But, Mike, here's what I remember as a kid. Like, it didn't fathom me how big this record was. But they pulled out a red convertible, and they gave it to him on the field during the game.
Damn.
Right? So, as a kid, I was just like, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what's going on. But the fact they just gave a car.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't really fathom the difference between turf and grass as a child. It's like, they're driving all the grass.
Yeah.
Right?
That was in Philly, right? He was a member of the Phillies when he did that.
Was he not back in Cincinnati?
Maybe. I know he went to Philly for a while.
Yeah.
I just can't remember the time frame. I'm like, did he retire of a Philadelphia Philly?
I think he was back playing for the Reds.
You're right. He was a player manager.
Right. That's when he got caught. Right. That's
so
the whole
gambling
issue.
Then he was a player manager.
Right.
Right.
So when he was in Philly, he was just a player.
Right, and then and his argument was always he didn't bet on those games, which, again, I've said, I'll go blue in the face saying this. Like, whether he did or did not didn't matter. The Major League Baseball Hall of Fame has, like, three cardinal rules, and one of them is you cannot bet on baseball.
Yeah.
And he broke it, you know? So that was in there. Chevy Chase was a monster star. Four films released in 85, including Fletch and European Vacation.
Wow. That's a lot of movies for one year. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were released that year. So obviously they were filmed before. But
Let's see. Joan Rivers. She had broken into the Boys Club late night television, become the permanent guest host for Tonight Show when Johnny Carson was on vacation. And as they mentioned, sometimes her ratings would outdraw
Johnny's. Damn.
Yeah. I still wonder what happens if they give her that job.
It would have been huge. People I think already it would have been.
I mean, it's still been a hard ceiling for women to break. When you look at late night TV, it's generally still just a guy's club.
It is, but the thing is, if she had done it, it might be different. And two, like you said, her ratings are always solid on occasion without you, Johnny. But either way, I mean, instead they put in Leno. Like, congratulations.
Well, I do appreciate that Kimmel still sticks with the theory. Just because I'm gone doesn't mean the show can't go on.
Right.
And somebody can't come in there and, you know, work a couple nights. Yeah. Because none of the other guys do that.
No, they don't.
Like, if Seth is gone, it's just reruns.
Correct. Yeah, I like that Kimmel does that. And good for, like, you know, he's a big enough dude. If he wants to take a whole summer off, take it off.
Yeah.
Right? Send in a guest host. Michael J. Fox. Remember, this stuff was happened 40 years ago. So he's already a big star. He's, like, the biggest star of Family Ties. But then the summer of 85, Back to the Future came out.
Yeah,
huge. Was Teen Wolf the same
year? I was
going
to say Teen Wolf had to be close.
Man, I don't remember.
He was on a roll there.
Michael J. Fox?
Well, he was one of the first guys, like, back in the day. It seemed like that was the era where you're either a movie star or you're a TV star.
Right.
And no roads crossed.
Well, you can go from TV to movies, because that was considered the step in the right direction, but no one that did movies would work on TV.
Like, Burt Reynolds would never go on television.
No.
Unless he was promoting a movie.
Burt Reynolds, though, he had a show.
Eventually he did. He broke down. That's what I'm saying. Like, it just that.
But
was
you're
very...
right. Nobody. They called it the small screen and the big screen. And then I really feel like it got super acceptable with, like, some of those NCIS shows. I mean, I guess maybe Mark Harmon. It's hard to explain, Mike. It was just such a massive thing. They just never went back to TV or went back and forth. And nowadays, I don't think we give it a second thought if a big movie star is all of a sudden on a big TV show or a big TV star ends up in a movie.
Well, I think at some point it's like, do you want to be a celebrity or do you want to have work?
Yeah.
All right? So you can work with an actor's an actor. Who cares? It was just an ego thing back then. But yeah, that's definitely gone away.
Phil Collins was dominating the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
his third solo album, No Jacket Required.
Look out.
Studio, One More Night. Don't Lose My Number. All on that album.
Yeah.
Ricky.
He was killing it, man.
He was. You know who a lot of people think is the new version of Phil Collins?
No.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah!
And tonight they'll be on Songs and Stories with Kelly Clarkson.
Let's go.
There you go, Mike.
Woo!
Good times. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man tries to sell his penis at the Dollar General store. So it's a bug.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a Texas woman gives birth to one more than four. Angry girlfriend destroys boyfriend's car, and quite frankly, I don't care. A man calls cops on himself because life is not fair. And a Texas man opens fire on three kids playing Ding Dong Ditch. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cop.
All right, Tom, so we're going to Florida, where folks are comfortable with the police. About a year ago, authorities were getting regular calls from a man claiming to have intruders in his home attempting to steal all of his possessions. Because, you know, it's out of his trailer. That's where all the good stuff is.
Oh, yeah.
Officers arrived on the scene but found nobody but the homeowner inside of the residence and recommended that he barricade the doors and to keep unwanted intruders out, like everybody else does. Just lock the damn door. But just moments later, they got more calls from our man. They finally sent a captain out to the scene to do a walkthrough of the home, who found the man's demeanor to be a little troubling. First, they wondered if he was maybe a little early onset dementia, but
sure,
they're like, he might actually be on something. Eventually, during his walkthrough, he managed to find a red box, with bags containing a clear rock-like substance inside, which eventually tested positive for methamphetamine. In addition to the drugs, he had the corresponding paraphernalia as well. He was recently sentenced to 5 years for possession. Good job, stupid. You got drugs in the house, you won't stop calling the cops.
Yep.
Because you're paranoid as hell. Well done.
Jesus, man.
He was saying stuff like people are coming out of the walls or stuff like that. And it's like, man, if you're on drugs, just don't call the cops.
But you said it was meth, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just bound to happen. You stay up that long and you're, you know, using illicit drugs. Like,
right.
Stuff's gonna go bad.
You're gonna hallucinate. You ain't sleeping.
Yeah.
Even when you are, you're just unconscious. You're not resting.
Right.
It's not good. In other news, down to Texas, where they don't take neighborhood pranks all that well. Authorities were called to the scene of a shooting in a local neighborhood. A man stands accused of running out of his home armed with a gun and proceeded to shoot several shots into a fleeing car of teenagers. The car sustained a few bullet holes, but none of the teenagers inside the car were injured. Our man was arrested and faces some serious consequences, but the reason that he was randomly firing at this car of young dummies, they'd been caught in the act of a little ding-dong ditch.
Dear God.
Local authorities agreed that the man crossed a major line with his actions, but also encouraged parents to talk to their children about the dangers of these kinds of pranks. They called it a TikTok challenge. I'm sorry. This is not a TikTok challenge. This is one of the oldest games in the book.
Yeah, it's not new, guys. Sorry.
Right. And it shouldn't ever be dangerous. Look, I get getting on, you know, hey, think twice before you do these TikTok challenges. That makes sense. Ringing somebody's doorbell and being an annoying jackass should never get you shot at.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah.
I would more accept a man beating one of those kids' asses for not stopping and ringing his doorbell than bringing out a doggone gun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. People have more guns or whatever. Like, I mean, we did it when we were kids.
Yeah.
And, like, you thought about, like, the dude yelling at you or whatever, but I never thought about somebody shooting at us.
No.
I think it's just more acceptable to do it now. Like, pretty much everywhere I live, people had guns. There's no doubt about that. But the pranks that people did are roughly the same.
Yeah. Right?
Kids are kids. That hasn't changed so much, but everyone's very passive.
Well, and the,
you know, I mean, that's kind of the thing. There's no real punishment for doing it, so it's like, all right.
And the pranks are all trying to one-up each other as well. Like, he was saying that they were trying to kick his door down, which that wasn't in their part of the story, so I don't know how much truth there is to that, but I wouldn't put it past the fact, you know, film it and see just how mad we can make this guy. Everything's supposed to be even more extreme.
But that's the flip side. If you want to find out.
That's right.
And just understand, man, you got to make someone real, real, real mad.
Let's just tone it all down a little bit. You don't have to have... Yeah. Going viral when you're in your teenage years isn't going to do you any favors. Just don't do it. Over to Kentucky, where your ex can leave you without your car. Police were called after an argument between a former couple turned destructive. It doesn't detail what the two fought about, but the woman responded by anonymously destroying the man's car by... Yeah, it's all the usuals, guys. Slashing the tires, cracking the windshield, pouring glitter into the AC.
That's not usual, though.
And salt into the gas tank.
Look, man, I'm sorry. The glitter in the AC is funny.
It's hilarious.
I mean, it would piss me off. I get it. In the end, it's harmless, but, like, that is funny.
And to do that to an ex, 100%, I'm in. That's funny. That's great. That leaves him with a horrible thing that he has to deal with, but it's completely harmless. I am fine with this. However, pouring salt in the gas tank
completely destroyed the damn thing. Just stick with funny.
Right. The truck was towed to a local repair shop, and the woman eventually came clean about her her hand in the destruction, totaling more than $12,000. She's been arrested for criminal mischief.
Again. Yeah, but you find out she's getting charged. That's when she reached out to the guy. Oh, I was just mad. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was stressed.
Yeah, the pregnancy was setting me off. Like, okay.
My wife's been pregnant. Nothing like that happened.
Right. And why is it always the car?
Because...
The most damage you can do in a public place, I guess.
You can do it in a public place. It's easy access to it.
Right.
You know, if you own a home, then maybe the home's the target, but you go for the big ticket item.
Can't we just not? I understand. I don't care how mad they made you. Can't we just not destroy property when property of yours wasn't destroyed?
No, Mike, we can't.
If your heart is the only thing that was broken, don't break something else.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wild story from Texas. The first time mother got herself quite the handful early on as she gave birth to not one, not two, not three, not four, count of five beautiful babies at the same time.
Wow.
Quintuplets, baby.
Man, that sucks.
She said that she had a relatively good pregnancy term, but will need to go about this journey on her own, as not only is she no longer with her baby daddy, but she also has lost her mother about 10 years ago, who would be a wealth of knowledge in this department.
They come out like little pink kittens.
Right?
Like,
I mean, no kidding,
five,
dude.
Five of them. Jeez, a whiz.
The thing is that mommy of 5 here is actually one of four that was birthed at the same time to her mom.
That's the thing. She is
a quintuplet.
She's a quadruplet.
Quadruplet,
and
right.
then gave birth to quintuplets.
See, she's one better than her mother.
I think after three, that's a litter.
Yeah,
it is.
Right?
At some point,
yeah.
you got to call it a litter.
How do you can't even, there's no stroller.
No.
There's nothing.
No.
You couldn't even fit a stroller in your car.
Right.
There's no way. What do you do?
And I'm all for women standing up on their own, but it's like five's a lot, dude. What are you going to do by yourself?
You get one of those wheel.
Even if you have a parent or a husband.
Wagon. Five's too damn much.
It's one thing to have five kids. It's a different thing altogether to have them at the same time.
The picture I saw of her. She had three kids in her life.
Yes. Yeah.
She could barely hold those.
Yes.
So there's two somewhere else that she can't even hold.
Nah.
I don't know where they are.
Exactly. It's crawling around.
There's three of them. They ain't getting fed enough. I know that for sure.
Well, the good news is she has five breasts.
Oh, wow. That's the part we don't know.
Just all at once.
Just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Wild story out of Minnesota. A man was reunited with some lost goods. He was getting his car worked on by a professional who was attempting to replace the cooling fan of his Ford Edge. But there came an issue with snapping a piece into place. Something was positioned over the hole that needed to be snapped into, you see. The mechanic did a little digging and eventually pulled out the blockage. The wallet from the car's owner that had gone missing about 10 years ago.
Oh, damn.
Inside, they found a little bit of cash, a faded lotto ticket, a bunch of Cabela gift cards, and a Ford Motor Company work ID.
And a Blockbuster car.
That's right. It was returned to its owner, who was happy to have that little time capsule there. Men's Room Sports. You've got the Mariners and the Phillies currently underway over on Route tonight, as well as Storm Basketball over on ABC and CW. You've also got the Little League World Series currently underway over on ESPN featuring your Washington team. Let's go, boys.
Come on, guys.
Overcast skies are bringing things down to a low of about 60 tonight. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies with a high right around 75. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Enjoy the evening there, guys. Lovely Jolene's going to take care of you next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.